Legionnaire has always been around. Most people think of it as airborne, not water. And we're seeing an increase of it. We've been saying this is going to happen for a while. It is happening. And I thought this was good that these groups are coming together. They're working together to address the problem that if we don't come back to source, which is our water and what's being treated or not treated or how the water is being handled at the municipal district, we could continue to see these outbreaks. And oftentimes we don't really know what's going on. And so I chose to be here today. It's a good platform. We're seeing more of it. It's everybody's concern. And they're making an effort to really put together information and statistics and facts and try to inform the media, inform the public, and let's fix this. And what is it that we need to do to fix it before you have another outbreak? Because you will.
And that may not just be new laws and new regulations, but you were saying during the press conference that it's about enforcing what's already on the books.
That's correct. I've been saying for a long time, we don't need more or new regs. We've got some really good regulations on the books, but nobody's enforcing them. We'd go a long way just enforcing some of the regulations that we have today, as opposed to just creating new regs and nothing gets done anyway. You know, we have a Safe Drinking Water Act. The municipal districts have found ways to bypass those rules. It's usually because they don't want to spend the money. We can't go the cheap way when it comes to public health and welfare. We do have regulations. Let's get busy looking at the problem, where's the source, making enforcements, and that goes a long way to better protecting public health and welfare and our water systems.
And you were out here a year ago about when you visited the Rensselaer County community of Hoosick Falls,
mm-hmm.
and Petersburg now, and other communities in New York have found this chemical PFOA, and it's not just New York, it's all over the country now.
It is.
So, you know, what have you seen in the last year there when it comes to other states or any other action of people either coming up with new regulations or trying to find new solutions for this problem that's popping up all over the place?
Well, PFOA has popped up everywhere, and this goes to a point where, you know, the EPA has set a guideline, if you will. It's not a maximum contaminant limit, but a guideline. And they decided last May, this is way too high. We're going to have to lower it because studies come in, you know, 10 years too late, that this perfluorococcotonic acid can, in fact, cause cancer. So municipalities everywhere from Pennsylvania to Alabama to New Hampshire to New Jersey to New York to Vermont, West Virginia, California, Minnesota, Colorado were like scrambling because all these years they had been servicing PFOA at these higher levels. And in Hoosick Falls, they're on bore water. And we forget that 38 million people are on well water or bore water, a system virtually off the grid. And this community found out that they had really high levels. And somebody sent me an email, and we responded. And it's heart-wrenching to me. I mean, to even be here today, and we're talking about one thing, Legionella. When I say we're having a national water crisis, we are. It's in every state. Do we want to talk about Legionella disease? Do we want to talk about perfluorococcotonic acid? Do we want to talk about TCE compounds or other solvents? I mean, do we want to talk about in farming communities, atrazine issues? I mean, the list goes on, and it kills me. And I think that there's a moment here where we're going to have some pushbacks and maybe a long, tumultuous 4 years where we as people have got to, whether industry, agencies, people, could we get on the same page here? Let's do our enforcement. Let's look at what we have as a community, those that are off the grid, the national water problem we have, and what we can do and what measures we can begin to take to slow the progression of this problem. I think it is absolute priority, and it should be for everyone else. I think we need to gear up to be using our voices. We're going to have to gear up to, it's going to be game on. And this is one thing worth fighting for every single one of us.
And on that note, do you have any opinions on the Trump administration and their pick for EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt?
You know, people ask me that all the time. They're certainly, most people are not happy with that pick. When too much information is coming in at once, I'm going to sit back and kind of watch here. Anybody coming into the EPA usually ends up going through the wood chipper and comes out the other side somewhat beat up. I don't know why that is. But I think it's going to be a long 4 years, and I don't want to set myself up for saying that there's disappointments coming or rollbacks, but if they do, I think that many of us are in a position that we're going to stand our ground, and we're going to fight hard to maintain a healthy environment and clean water for all. So I guess it's game on.